KFIZ News Time is coming up, actually it is, 9:10 here on a Friday morning. Welcome to hour number two of the program here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. It's Friday, April 16th of 2021, and we kick off hour number two, of course, with our Behind the Badge interviews. And up first, as always, is the City of Fond du Lac Police Department and Officer Steve Olson joining us live on a Friday. Steve, happy Friday. How are you today?
I'm great, Spencer. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. Glad to see the sun back after like 5 weeks away or something like that.
Absolutely. It's great to be on live. Almost feels normal here, except we're still a phone call away or so. We'll refer to it as. But it's good to be here live today.
Yeah, normally we pre-record both Behind the Badge segments just for ease of airing and ease of schedules and stuff like that, but good to have you back on live. We just need to have the show back in studio, like you said, but this is a good step in the right direction, I think.
Absolutely. Yep.
So what's new?
Well, before we get started on the show, I just want to, give my own personal and on behalf of the police department another big congratulations to, you know, all those that voted in favor for the 6 additional officers recently. And, you know, for me being at the department and just, you know, hearing officers talk about it and, you know, the excitement in their voice to have, you know, some additional help, it's huge. So I hope everybody that voted and those that, you know, maybe voted against it understand that, you know, it's very much appreciated and needed. I was looking at every morning when I come to work, before every shift, we have a thing called our patrol bulletin, which is, you know, a snapshot of what happened on the recent shifts. And, you know, this morning's bulletin, early in the morning, so late, you know, we're saying, you know, 1, 2 in the morning, somewhere in there, last night or early morning hours, we had no free officers to help. It was so busy last night, and it's been a recurring thing going on in the city. Just our calls for service are up, and the kind of calls that our officers are dealing with now require more than, you know, one, sometimes two, you know, officers. So we had no available units. Thank goodness the sheriff's office was able to come and help, and then they took some calls for us. So those additional officers are very much going to be utilized, and it's only going to mean good things for our citizenry. So thank you.
Yep. A good thank you to everyone who voted, making your voice heard, whether you supported it or voted against it. Like you said, good to get your voice out there and make it heard, and it's going to be good going forward for the city, for both police and fire, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So onward with the show. Today we're going to talk about, you know, now that you talked about the weather and things are improving, thank goodness, but we're seeing more and more, you know, pedestrians out, you know, walking, jogging. In particular, you know, I live in an area where just outside of the city, and in my subdivision where I live in, there are no streetlights. Mm. Very dark, and you know, people walk at different times of the day, but I thought today we'd just spend some time talking about some real basic pedestrian safety tips, and then some driving safety tips for pedestrians, with an emphasis on pedestrians. So, you know me, I like statistics, and so I'm going to start out with another one. The National Traffic Safety Administration, they have studies that have shown that every seven seconds, there is a pedestrian-related collision. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is astounding.
Yeah.
Every 7 seconds. So, obviously, in almost all of those collisions, the pedestrian does not win. It just, physics, obviously, right? Cars are just way more, you know, you're just not going to win. You don't want to get hit by a car. So what can we do to reduce pedestrian vehicle collisions? Well, for the pedestrian, number one, first and foremost, remember the law. Right? So the law says that pedestrians should cross at marked crosswalks. Mm-hmm. That's what that intersection, the crosswalk, is for. It is, especially marked ones, they are for pedestrians. So if you're going to cross the roadway, you need to cross the street, do it at crosswalk. When you're crossing at the crosswalk, however, you must obey all the traffic control devices. So the signal lights, if it's red, you shouldn't be crossing. Mm-hmm. Wait till it's green or you see the little, you know, pedestrian signal come up, then it's safe to do. Of course, before you do that, right, basics, what do we teach our children before they cross a road is to look left, look right, look left again. So, you know, make sure you're doing that. But crossing at crosswalks can, I mean, really reduce the amount of crashes. A lot of collisions we have are when people are, quote-unquote, jaywalking, mm-hmm. right, crossing the street outside of a crosswalk. So if you just cross in the crosswalk, we can, I think, make a dent in this one in every 7 seconds. Never cross diagonally at an intersection. That's kind of a no-brainer.
Right.
Where are you there, Spence?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I thought I lost you there for a minute. Wear bright clothing. If you're out walking, regardless of the time of day, especially at night, anything you can have on where that is bright or reflective is huge. Again, I mentioned my subdivision. A lot of people walk during hours of darkness or around that dusk, you know, or even early morning hours. Reflective clothing really can help. Now, what side of the road should a pedestrian be walking or running on? Simple. It's you walk towards traffic, which, you know, I think people still get, I know people get confused because I'll see bicyclists riding against traffic or toward. Remember, a bicycle is considered a vehicle, mm-hmm. so bicyclists must ride with traffic, but pedestrians should be walking against it or, you know,
right.
into, you know, where cars are coming at you. That is the safest place for a pedestrian because it gives you a view of, hey, if this car doesn't see me, you can take some evasive action, you know, by jumping out of the way or getting yourself to safety versus walking with traffic where you're not going to see a car that's coming up upon you. So walk with traffic. Watch for obstructions. You know, be particularly cautious when, you know, stepping out from behind parked cars or poles or buildings that may just hide you from a driver's sight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another great tip. Again, basics here. Stop and look both ways before crossing any street. Never run into the street. Again, a lot of our pedestrian collisions that we see are caused someone was in a hurry, ran across the street, you know, there's a car they didn't see.
Right.
As far as drivers, though, are concerned, right, and I think if you remember back when you took driver's ed, Spencer, and I took it way before you did, but I am confident we were all taught the same thing, and that is that as drivers, we yield to pedestrians. Would I be accurate in that?
You are 100% correct.
Right. So just remember when you're driving your vehicle, and I see this, I don't want to say daily, but I think if I just really keyed in on this one thing, I know daily I would see violations of this. Drivers, remember you must yield to pedestrians. They have the legal right of way in all intersections. So whether they're marked, painted, or not, mm-hmm. if a pedestrian is in an intersection, they have the right of way, so you must yield to them. Again, I bring it up a lot when we talk about this on the radio, but at Main Street, North Main and Reese Street, right out in front of the police department, there is a marked crosswalk there.
Mm-hmm.
But there are no traffic control devices for north or southbound Main Street traffic. All too often, a pedestrian will step into the crosswalk wanting to cross Main Street, and vehicles will not yield to them. And I believe they're doing it because, well, there's no stop sign, or they're thinking there's no traffic signal light mm-hmm. here. And I think oftentimes we think, well, that pedestrian sees me in my vehicle. Okay, that is against the law. If there is a pedestrian in that crosswalk, you must stop your vehicle for them. So just those added things to be aware of. Remain alert, right? When we talk about distracted driving, you know, with all the distractions going on inside of a car these days, remember to pay close attention to all the pedestrians around you. You know, just, you know, obviously obeying the speed limit is, you know, very helpful. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things, though, with drivers just not seeing a pedestrian is when you're making right turns. Mm-hmm. You know, look for oncoming traffic, of course, but also look for pedestrians before you make that right-hand turn. You know, again, if the pedestrian's in the crosswalk and they do have the right-of-way, you make your right-hand turn, you know, while they're in the crosswalk, you'll be found at fault. Another one, you know, when you're coming to unmarked intersections, so those intersections where there's no stop sign, no yield sign, no traffic control device, look, slow down, you know, be aware of what's going on around you. And I got to throw this one in there, of course, with me being a school resource officer, is obey school safety zone traffic laws, right? Mm-hmm. We're still, especially, you know, now more as weather gets nice, you know, kids are out walking to and from school more than maybe they were just being dropped off. So, you know, be aware of those school safety patrollers. You know, keep everybody safe, our kids, our adults, everybody that's out walking. So, you know, just when we talk about safety in general, whether it's, you know, pedestrian safety or anything else, it's, we need to all make safety a habit. Right. You know, it's not something that, you know, we do occasionally. It's something that we're aware of all the time. But we all have a role in that, whether you, in this case, are the pedestrian or you're the driver of a vehicle. So, I don't know if I mentioned, but pedestrians, you know, sidewalks are there for you, so let's try to stay on the sidewalks, mm-hmm. right? If you're out in the country, kind of where I am, there are no sidewalks, so that puts you on the road. So it's just, you know, we all have a role in safety and keeping everybody healthy and upright, we'll say. So
right.
That's
good advice.
Those are my tips today. I hope you learned something, Spencer. I'm pretty confident you knew all those tips, but maybe a good refresher is always not a bad idea.
We all need a refresher every now and then. You know, it's good to remember, especially as, you know, spring is here, the sun's shining brightly for the first time in a while, and people want to get out and enjoy some nice weather on a Friday after work. You know, it's good to remember, you know, hey, you know, we all have, like you said, a responsibility to keep each other safe, whether you're the pedestrian or you're in the vehicle. Good to make sure that you know you are following those rules, being safe, but still enjoying all the time outdoors.
Absolutely, and just a kind of a preview for the next our next few shows coming up. I've got some exciting guests coming in. Next week we're going to be featuring another one of our newer school resource officers, Officer Jake Randall.
Okay.
He's going to be coming in next week, and then. Forecasting out, I've got I'm on this school trend, so to speak, for a little bit. We're going to be talking with one of our school psychologists and kind of find out what it's like to be a school psychologist, what they do and how they affect the positive climate here within our schools. And then before his official retirement, I'm going to hope to get the chief on so that he can kind of bid his farewell. And so some exciting things coming up on the radio. So I appreciate everybody listening.
Very good. Looking forward to it, Steve. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again next Friday.
Yeah. Sounds good, Spencer.
Officer Steve Olson joining us here at KFIZ. It's Behind the Badge here on News Talk 1450, segment one in the books. Thanks to Steve.